Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, yesterday I had still thinking about all that was shared on VFN Radio, and I look at my Bible and I go, my goodness, Lord, what a precious gift. And you think about it, understand context and what's been happening through all the hundreds of years. When you think about what happened, I'm talking about the segment we shared yesterday of America, how we got here and how we stay here. And when we realized that people paid a price to have the Word of God. I mean, Wycliffe and William Tyndale really suffered tremendously in their body. They were tortured.
Many.
Those just two. Just so that the Word of God could come forth.
Strangled him to death.
Exhumed their bodies
and
burned them.
And cast their ashes, his ashes on the River Swift.
They took all of Wycliffe's writings and said it was a heretic. They banned them. They burned all of his stuff. It's just amazing. And yet today, in an article by the Christian Post, and yet today, the American Bible Society, they had a study they put out, and it was called The State of the Bible. And the study shows that most Americans believe society needs the Bible, but few are finding time to read it. I mean, come on now. It says a majority of the people in the United States believe that the Bible contains the best advice for meaningful life.
That's sort of like marching outside of a court protesting the removal of the Ten Commandments, and then a reporter putting the mic in your face and saying, no, what are the Ten Commandments?
Exactly.
Like, I don't know what they are.
Exactly.
I don't know what they are, but they're really important, I understand.
Crazy.
It's religion, by the way.
It's religion.
That's a religion. When you don't even know what the word says, but you say you got to have it, then that's a religious bondage.
Mm-hmm. One of the leaders there at the American Bible Society says that they're not making it a priority in their life, the Word of God a priority in their life. And it's like, come on now. At what point are we going to realize what Jesus said, that we can't live outside of every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God? When you have only 19% of professing Christians that actually read the Word of God, and only 3% believe that they're responsible for their own spiritual development, we've got to get back into the Word of God. We've got to get back to a place where we honor God's Word and cherish what by the Holy Spirit we have on paper.
Well, what God said, he says, you flatter me with your lips, but your heart's far from me. And the thing is that our mouth speaks from the overflow of our heart. If we can't even say what God's word is, it means we don't have it in our heart.
Period.
And God does not accept lip service. I mean, no. You know, I'm not being rude or nothing. I'm just
being
honest.
You're being factual.
I'm being honest. Lip service will not get you to heaven, but it will definitely get you to the throne of God to answer, why wouldn't you give him heart service?
Mm-hmm.
And that comes from abiding with the Lord. You know, it comes from, I mean, think about how many people, if you stuck a mic in their face right now, you're listening right now. Let me ask you, name all 10 commandments.
Mm-hmm.
And so you'd ask them, see, name all the 10 commandments. Pat's thinking right now.
Right.
You should actually, if you don't know them, learn them. Not because you're saved by the law, but just to understand, how can we demand somebody to put something up that we ourselves don't even know? That's religion. When we're willing to look good on the outside of the cup, but the inside of the cup to be totally just dark, dead man's tombs.
Mm.
And with the Word of God, it's like, if we were actually in the Word of God and believed the God of the Word, then we would understand, we would be like Josiah ripping our clothes going, we have gone way astray from what God has said. And so they're right. I really believe they're right. Which means the answer is simple. Begin to abide. Which is to spend time with God. Read his word, hide his word in your heart, like putting it there, you can recall it again. Talk to God, listen to what he says, and do what he says.
That's it. It's not that hard. When you think about what's happening in China, I mean, they're happy to have one page of the Bible. Listen, we have more than two or three Bibles in most of our homes.
They're willing to take one page of the Bible, and they go sell themselves into slavery in the Middle East to work under an Islamic household, in hopes that they may lead one of them.
Mm. Wow.
One.
And we have 50 copies.
Yeah.
And we can't find time to pick them up.
All right.
Listen, it's time. I want to encourage you today to go to iabide.org and get a simple plan on how you can abide and fall in love with the book of the Lord, which is the Bible, God's love letter to you. iabide.org.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.